This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Brian, the babyface Matroni, is in the is sequestered himself as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer training training day ball boy.
And he just cleaned the whole shower.
He does look. He looks like he's. Or he retrieves like practice balls at their practice.
He looks like he's the son of the strength coach.
And they brought him practice for today.
And it was bring your kid to Bucks employee bring your kid day, right?
Well, he looks like. I mean, he looks. Brian looks like he's 12 in his mask.
Mm-hmm. He does. So it looks like the strength and conditioning coach brought his 12-year-old boy to Bucks practice today in lieu of taking him to school because he wanted a Tom Brady autograph. Brian, the babyface Matroni, is in the shower. He brought by some bread. He certainly knows how to butter us up, does he not? For $34, we're completely persuadable.
66.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Blitz has it pared down to about 34 when we have to go skeleton crew on it. Is it true you were at the mall on Saturday?
Those reports are accurate, yes.
Oh, wow, he's not running from the truth.
So, like, what say you? You've been the most corona-conscious person I know.
So, we're...
Would you just say I may have overreacted?
No, not for my situation and my parents. I mean, I said, and if you go back to the tape, and it may have been the last show that I did or whatever it was, I said, for those who don't get it and don't have family impacted by it, it's going to seem like
but
not
nobody
a big
remembers
deal.
Your last statement. They just know your overall body of work, and your overall body of work was, this is really freaking me out. This is a big boogeyman. My whole family's going to die. I must bubble boy myself for 6 months.
No, it was my parents might die from it, and they still may.
Do they have it?
Not yet. We've been very safe.
Man, that's very pessimistic thinking. Is
my
the fact that
might die.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
My parents may die, and they still may, but now you don't care.
Right.
No, it's not that I don't care.
Care less.
It's that we have more data and understanding of the virus. And so, I believe in the scientific method. And so as data and information changes, so too can your behavior if you're still practicing
safely. So do you feel now that there's less of an opportunity for you to bring it home to mom and dad, and now you can start getting out a little bit more? Like, where's the official statement?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers in Hillsborough are dropping dramatically. Mask-wearing ordinances are working to help along with that. And at some point, we can't live like this forever. Now they're saying the risk of reinfection is high. So, you know, at some
point... They have to keep a little smidge of scariness in there for you. You know what I'm saying?
That might be it. And, you know, you guys may be right. This may disappear on November 3rd. I can't believe that we got the rest of the world to go along with it. That was pretty amazing.
I think the rest of the world has moved on better than us, though. I think that they, you know, got it and what have you. But they're kind of back to normal more so than we are.
Well, they're back to normal because they took the steps early on to get to that point. Yeah.
However, they're back to normal. They're a little more back to normal.
They're back to dying from AIDS, so everything's good.
Yeah, they're worried about that now.
Wow,
you know,
Okay. Other
things.
Yikes. Sorry, that was
so
dark.
Now, like, Brian, so, like, what in a perfect world, what would you like? Like, in what capacity would you like to come back to the show? Obviously, the show has changed tremendously since March. And so, you know, just, again, things have changed, the dynamics And now Lummy's a big-time star. Lummy wasn't a big-time star in March.
Lummy's always been a big-time
star.
Yeah,
but we, you know, you're right.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
But he was in, you know, he was playing for the Birmingham Biscuits in March, and now he's up to the big leagues, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I may have Don Mikowski myself right on out, you know? It's tough.
But what would you like? Like, what do you want? Do you want to come back? Do you want to be... You know, on every four Thursdays with Gina, do you want to be
I liked what I was doing, but I can't, you know, just relegate Lummy to the kiddie table 4 days a week.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, so you have to give me, like, I can't negotiate against myself.
Well, my starting position would be that you kick Dan off the show and I take his spot.
Well, that's... not happening. Not only is that not but you know, he's currently the champ right now, too.
I know. Yeah, that Big Danny 198.
Yeah, the Big Danny. I mean, so anyway, yeah, that's true. Do you think you should do a Brian 201?
I'll bring in two mime girls who sit there and don't say anything the whole time.
Hey, you know, Seth, maybe one of these Fridays we should do a Brian 201.
I think Brian and I had a show planned back in the day. We were going to do a big alternative dance party.
That's when Brian was not scared of the boogeyman. But now, you know, look what this did to you, Brian. It really set you back on a lot of different radio opportunities.
It's ruined my radio career.
I mean, I bet you look at your parents and just like almost scoff saying, God, you guys caught me. I mean, if Bubba could get Lummy over this hard since March, can you imagine how over I could have gotten you by now?
Bubba, if I may, work in a negotiation for you guys. Whatever you build into Babyface when he comes in, can we build in that he brings breakfast that day also?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's – I mean, listen – he has his negotiating starting points. I have mine.
Okay.
So will you help? I mean, you can help represent the company as well.
Well, I'll say this. It's hard to get breakfast in here before you arrive at the show.
Yeah. But, like, you know, getting breakfast in here, like, 6:30 isn't as hard for some reason.
It's
you know,
not.
So maybe we would have, if indeed we would have you back, we would have, you know, your starting time is when you get here with breakfast.
and I'm off the air when you're done eating?
No. I mean, again, you know.
Panera opens at 6.
You start one way, and I got to start the other. We're going to meet somewhere in the middle here, maybe, you know?
I gotcha.
All right, so representing the company, Seth, we're going to start with, if you were to come back, your start time, your key to the studio is breakfast.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So that's where we're starting with. Now, I can't let Dan go for 2 days and put you in there. I just can't. Like, that's non-negotiable. Dan stays Mondays and Tuesdays.
I know that wasn't on the table, but I had to start from a more extreme position
right.
And negotiate.
All right. So that leads me to now have to probably tell you what we may potentially offer airtime. What about we start out on, like, Fridays, are you at the kids' table?
You know, here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Typically negotiating, like, there's a threat, like, I can do something to an insurance company, file a lawsuit, cost them a lot of money. With you, there's nothing I can do. Like, all of your legal cases somehow have resolved. So now I don't even have that to offer.
You're just truly my friend.
Yeah.
Which should go to show you that I really do like you as a friend, which is why I'm trying to worm you in here in some way, shape, or form.
And
I don't
Bubba
need you for anything.
Bubba does drive a moped around every day, so he might need your help eventually.
I mean, I might get hit on my moped, and I'm gonna, you know, but I'll probably call Jay instead or Kevin instead of you anyway. I'm just saying.
It's a better move. They're better attorneys. I'd call them too if I got hit.
Yeah. No, although I will tell you this, I know at least three good Bubba Army that have cases with you that I've referred.
No, you have, and the Bubba Army is the best. They're the best clients to work with. I'll tell you, the people are so good. You know, they got such a bad rap over the years, but they'll buy you tables and chairs eventually.
Yeah.
And for being a BDS.
I don't want ever. I'm talking a mean game right now, but I have had really good friends that have had injury situations, and I've referred them to Brian over Jay and over Kevin, just because I thought Brian was a better fit for him.
Well, so, I appreciate that, and the Bubba Army is the best.
So at the end of the day, again, yeah, I also give you clients, so you can't negotiate against me. What are you saying, Seth?
I was gonna say, do you want to do the show in the studio, Brian, or do you want to do it in the shower?
Oh yeah, well,
I this can't work, right?
Yeah,
I
no,
mean, this is
can't.
Not.
This can't
but work. Sustainable.
Wait, you're ready to come do the show back in the studio with no mask?
Oh, no. Well, can you do? Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Seth, very much.
Or, I don't know if you can use the mask. Maybe it works.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all out there engaging in risky behavior. It's like, it's unnerving.
All right, well, then it looks like we don't have anything to talk about.
No, you know. I mean,
when you're ready to come back and sit at the kids' table without a mask,
could he do the
mask?
Like, can he make the mask work, Bubba?
Yeah,
or
is
the mask a deal breaker?
No, the mask is not a deal breaker. In fact, I'd have no problem with. He has to be in the studio, but if he wears a mask, I don't care about that. As long as he's in the studio, sequestered at the kids' table, we can even build Blitz. We can even get like some cellophane, and bubble wrap him in there over there.
Can okay. I do temperature checks on the days that I'm here?
Yeah, just for you.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I mean, that's no good. Can I just shoot you guys in the head with a thermometer?
If you provide the thermometer, yeah. which and then you give it to, and Lummy is the thermal checker, yes.
And how do you guys feel about rapid COVID testing every day?
I like it.
Now,
I'm good.
Now you're out of here.
No, he might be supplying.
Are you going to COVID? Now, do you supply the tests?
I mean, I would have to.
So for every day, they have instant tests like the minute, they stick it up your nose, they know that you're...
So did you guys read the story in the Hamptons? They were doing...
No, we don't read stories from the Hamptons. Only you do.
So there were...
Only douchebags read stories from the Hamptons. Me and Seth watched the goddamn hockey game like real men.
I watched the hockey game last night.
We can't watch those stories from the Hamptons. Hello?
Hello.
They have big summer blowouts there at their mansions, and they didn't want them to stop, so they started having labs on site doing rapid COVID tests, and people would come up to the party, sit out in valet, have their tests done, and then wait 30 minutes for their results and then get let in the party.
Well,
that's kind of like what Joe Rogan does.
Everybody needs to start, show up to work at 2:30 so we can start testing in 30-minute increments.
No. If there's any up and coming testing companies that want to do rapid fire testing, you don't really need your credentials or anything.
I'm just looking for a dump trailer this weekend. I don't even need all this. So listen, Brian, we're not gonna. If you bring the thermal thing in, Lummy can shoot our foreheads, and you can be in the studio with a mask on.
Are you thinking
what problem of that?
Once a week, Spongio?
Ooh, I don't know.
What are we thinking?
That's what the offer was. Friday at the kids' table.
Yeah, well, you bring breakfast, right?
I don't know. Can we start every other Friday? course we
this,
can.
This Friday, Kevin's coming in.
Yeah, I just got a lot of people juggling at me right now, And Brian showed me, what he really thinks about me.
What?
When the chips were down and I needed you, you said
so
no.
So you never, here's the thing, I've got the texts. You never said Jay and Dan aren't going to be here, I need you. You said was for the fifth time, when you come back, can you come in?
I know, I said, can you come in 2 days this week? Can you come in the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
And it was on...
I didn't have to tell you why I needed you to come in.
You didn't say, I need you.
Well, he assumed you were listening to the show, Brian.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't good. good on Monday.
Listen, this
Tuesdays.
Doesn't look good for you anyway, okay? This doesn't look good for you anyway. You failed the test I gave you, okay?
I didn't know I was taking a test. So,
well, a lot of, you know,
everything's a test with the sponge.
Right. So listen, this is where we're at right now. And you tell me whether you want it or not. Every other Friday, you can come to the studio, wear a mask, be at the kids' table, and temperature check us with a thermal mic deal with Lummy Does It. We can even, like, maybe get some cellophane or something and kind of white trash some little bubble deal for you. And you're on every other Friday, and the show, and your entrance into the studio is when you bring us breakfast.
Starting not next week, but the week after will be my every other Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting the whatever.
The Friday after Labor Day, because I've got something on my calendar for work on next Friday.
We're off next Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be the Friday after Labor Day would be your first Friday. Now, is that good for you?
Yeah, it'll be the 9/11 show.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
nice.
You and Anna can, you know, whatever.
Oh, woo!
So what do you think about that? Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
All right. There you go.
Blood contract or nah?
No blood contract with him.
He
would be so... me and Lummy are pricking our fingers and signing his new lifetime deal with me. I think that pricking your fingers and doing anything with blood would really freak you out.
Yeah, I'll just use ink.
By the way, when you said that we're off next Friday, Lummy really perked up because I think he knows that he doesn't have to turn in LI-4 until I think he has a couple extra weeks to work on it.
Lummy, wait, is it next week?
No, yeah, Lummy, he's right on that. Seth just got you another 7, 9, 10, 15 days.
Oh, thank you.
Which you're going to need because it's the big one. It's a season finale.
Yeah, you're going to need 2 weeks to shoot that. All right, Brian, well, you know, we good? We cool? What?
Yeah, I got to go shag balls at One Buck Place now.
How about that game last night, eh?
Dude, that was awesome. I'm glad Palat finally showed up.
Not underscore how good the Rays are doing.
Yeah.
The Rays are doing amazing. Jalen Beeks injured his arm last night, so that's not a good look. They're up to like 10 or 11 pitchers on the injured list.
Yeah, Kevin Cash just keeps winning, buddy. 20 and 11 or 20 and 9.
Yeah, I didn't have a no-hitter last night. 11.
White Sox guy threw a no-hitter.
You're damn right he did.
Yeah, big deal.
So, anyway, Brian.
No hitters matter.
Did we pick up an affiliate in Sheboygan?
No, but we got one in Phoenix, and we start Los Angeles soon.
Wow, you guys are spreading like Corona.
All right, you know what? We got to back this down to one day a month. Sponge. But we still get breakfast 4 days.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything. I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays. And it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. All right, babyface.
Yeah, thank you for breakfast, Brian.
Thank you.
You guys are welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Have you lost? I mean, it looks like you've lost a little bit of weight.
Nah, I'm pretty much the same weight I was before this. I work out. I try to make it 3 days a week, and then stuff comes up. So
have you?
You might be the same weight, but you're like more cut.
You look different, buddy, and in a good way. Of course, I want to not ever put you over, but you look good. You really do.
What'd you get at the mall, Brian?
So the mall incident. We went to order takeout CPK because...
What's CPK?
California Pizza Kitchen.
Jesus.
My wife really loves their barbecue chicken pizza.
CPK. Everyone's by the way, that initial. Barbecue's pizza, that barbecue California deal, is the same barbecue pizza that Publix sells as a private Publix brand. It's the exact same.
Now, the frozen is not the same as what they make in the restaurant.
Yeah, they're not.
Sorry, yeah, it is. You're way off.
You put it on my Presto pizza maker, bitch, throw a little extra mozzarella in there, and you're eating.
There's one thing I will never take from you, and it's culinary advice.
Yeah, well, fine. Oh. You know what you should take is tasting advice, because look at me. I've tasted a lot of stuff.
Yeah, with a gummy chaser.
Yeah, whatever. You're going to pay $29.95 for your pizza. I pay $4.95 with the extra mozzo out the door, cuz. And I'm talking about less than $5.
I got to say, Brian's right here. However, I would probably go buy the frozen one and cook it on the pizza maker as well.
By the way,
throw a little extra mozzarella.
I'm not saying I'm against frozen pizza. I'm just saying to compare frozen pizza to what they make in the restaurant is
with some
is
smoky
absurd.
Bones, smoky bones BBQ added to the top side.
Brian's getting California Pizza Kitchen for like his wife and his daughter, and then like his parents and his in-laws. He's like sneaking Totino's into.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I slide a metal plate under their door.
I love that's only Totino's the square Totino's will fit underneath the door.
So
what, Brian?
CPK took a while, so I had my daughter with me. We ran into Disney Store.
At the germ-infested public mall.
No, everybody wears masks.
Here's a guy that won't even, go to his office that has seven employees. For 7 months, but he'll go to the mall, the Petri dish of Verona.
I'm going back to my office for the first day tomorrow.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that Disney store's still open?
Yeah, that Disney store is still open. There's the malls are becoming graveyards, I hear.
Oh. The Disney store at Countryside Mall closed.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad. The whole thing is a terrible situation. So anyways, the mall is actually safer for me than the studio.
What?
Are you calling?
From a viral load perspective.
Are you saying that we're dirty?
Well, not all of you.
Well, last time I checked, none of us have gotten the Rona, and none of us are really worried about it.
I thought you had the antibodies.
And I'm borderline small level teeters.
You're
antibody.
Borderline, all right.
I did get a text from Dan Diaco. I can't believe you would give that douchebag Fridays after taking it from me.
Uh oh.
Really? That's what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Dan, stop. That's exactly what I sent back. Dan, stop. Everybody stop putting me in the middle. I'm just trying to put on, a show. I'm trying to be... You want me to throw it to chat? You want chat to have to determine what happens?
Yes.
The people that pay the bills?
Yes.
I mean, Seth, what do you think about that? Do we throw it to chat and say, Brian on every other Fridays, yes or no? I'm afraid of that outcome.
I've been monitoring chat. Chat seems, 50-50 on Brian, which is, he had chat. They were in the palm of his hand. It used to be 90-10 babyface.
Yeah.
And then he lost some people along the way.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you put it to chat, they would go along with every other week. I think they would vote for that.
But Dan's taking it personal, and it would be like, I think 3 days of Dan... It's just a different dynamic, and I'm just telling you, I didn't take Fridays away from Dan to put babyface on or not to have babyface. I just need the chemistry, our chemistry, to be a little bit different for 3 days.
I agree.
It's a chemistry thing.
Five days of Dan.
It's not a Dan deal, and Dan's making it a Dan deal when really it's a goddamn Bubba deal. It's how I feel. It's my show. I'm the one that has to represent this program to the masses, trying to figure out what people want.
You've proven that you can take five bums off the street and bring them in here with you and make a show.
Well, thank you.
But you've literally done that.
So
have a good day, babyface. Talk to you later.
I need to figure out what I got. Dan mad now. I don't know how Chat feels.
Well, I think he just called us all bums too. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't
He's
know.
A man. He's a champ.
I don't
Dan's,
know how. I don't
Dan's
know how much.
If Dan's really afraid of me coming in one day every other week, then he's really insecure because he knows what's going to happen. I'm more over than him, and so as soon as Babyface gets to start babyfacing again, he goes back to where
so
he was.
So you're saying Dan Star dims when Babyface gets his 2 days a month?
When you have the brightest star in the lawyer galaxy shining next to him, yes, he doesn't quite shine as bright. He can buy himself friends like he does and influence.
Wow. Hey, this is what
Thanks
I miss.
Thanks for bringing us breakfast, by the way, Babyface.
Oh my God. What
I'm a fan.
Brian, I can't let you talk about the champ that way.
Team Babyface, let's go.
What are you going to do, Lummy?
Go breathe on him.
Lummy, let's go through an entire staff vote right now. I think
there's a poll right now too.
Okay, and what's how does it read?
And so it says Babyface every other Fridays with a question mark, and the answers are yes and no.
Right.
Yes is at 78%.
Right.
And no is 22%.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And my good friend Dan Diaco has got to stop taking this personally.
He just bought 25 Twitch accounts and voted no.
Perfect.
He's got his click farm in Indonesia.
And do we, oh God, this is gonna piss off Danny. Do we do a Brian 201 on you know the opposite Fridays of.
Oh, and you're gonna make it over Dan's 198.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll do a Brian 197. How about a Brian 197?
Talk Brian 198.
Well, part of the rib was it's even one better than mine, Bubba 199. You know.
Well, 201 would be more than one.
Right, sure, whatever. Number one, I forgot mine was 199. Thought it was 200. Bubba 200. That's how I feel right now. I got Dan mad at me. I might have the chat mad at me.
No.
Brian, the baby face, is going to be mad at me if Dan makes me take him off the air.
Chat's it's running away.
You need to take a ride in Jay's car. Just pull a Colt and just go take a ride.
Oh, don't even get me going on that.
Right. I'm going to be auctioning off rides in my Infiniti at Brian 201 or 197 or whatever.
I think if you do get a Friday show, it's certainly got to be Brian 197. Like that's.
Hey, Infinities are really nice. Which one do you have?
What's that?
I said Infinities are really nice. Which one do you have?
QX60.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, listen, Brian, you've done a lot of damage. Can I call you or text you? I don't call anybody. Can I text you later today and give you the results as to whether, you know, we
I'm not leaving the shower until I have an answer.
Well,
I'm not going to be strung along because last time I texted you, you didn't even respond to me.
You will leave the shower when my lummox, I dispatch up to yoke your ass out of there and throw you down the hallway.
Listen, Ted, I'm not worried about Virgil coming in here and jobbing me out.
All right. Okay, Marty Jannetty.
All you got to do is let me go cough on Brian.
Yeah. Just don't
run away.
Well, people get arrested for that, so I'd be careful.
Not in my own workplace when I've asked you to leave. Your Honor, I asked him to leave, and he wouldn't, so I sent my guy to cough and put droplets on him.
Droplets.
Yeah. So, Brian, listen, I am going to say goodbye to you, and we will figure out where this is headed.
I think we did. Every other Friday starting September 11th.
I still have the Dan factor I must play.
There is no Dan. He's really your. He runs Bubba's world now, huh?
No,
okay.
He does.
Well, next time I'll ask Dan what I should bring you for breakfast. I'll run everything through Dan, Bubba.
He's getting in your face, Bubba.
Dan's not. I don't run everything through Dan, but he is a very, you know, he's a much closer friend than you are personally, and I don't want to upset him.
I get it. I've never removed any of your skin, but.
Wow.
Oh man.
Oh man, it looks like the poll ended, Bubba.
Yeah.
For Babyface, do you see it?
He won 78%. People want him here.
Blitz, how do you feel? I'm going to go through the entire staff. I have to go to words. I'm running way late.
Brian's my favorite snowflake.
Thank you.
So yeah. I'm going to start with Seth. And don't look at Brian. I want you just to look straight into the screen and give me your answer. Brian, every other Fridays, and he brings breakfast. Yes or no? Seth Kushner.
Yes.
Lummy.
I like Brian. He's a nice guy, but I'm loyal to Dan, so no.
Anna?
I have no loyalty to Dan. I say yes.
Blitz?
Just because I want to put it on Bubba, I'm going to say no, but I don't really feel like that.
Caveman?
Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, well, there, that's a majority then, isn't it? Yeah.
Does Colton get a vote?
No. Colton is not even going to be an employee much longer.
What? Aww. I still don't even know what really happened.
So this is what happened, Seth, and I'll explain it to you. There's always a whipping post. And when Colton's gone, I don't know who it's going to be next.
I think you figured it out who it's going to be. You dumbass. You're the smartest guy who sniffed it out. Certainly going to be the guy that's the goddamn whipping post. Guy who called out the whipping post has to be the whipping post. Nobody even had my whipping post deal until you brought it out, bitch. Now you're going to be the whipping post.
I would tell you, they would let him right into one buck place without even showing ID, just with the way he's dressed today.
I know. I'm here to catch balls in the field goal nets.
I'm here to catch balls.
When the field goals don't hit the net and they're wide right or wide left, I'm the schlep that has to go get it.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Well, I'll get back to you later today after I talk to Danny. I got to make sure I smooth it out with him.
Wait, that sounds like... The decision was made, right? We've got the Twitch poll. We've got the studio poll.
Yeah, but we're talking about Bubba here. Things change. Things change.
I mean, I'm using all of that data to make my end result. Usually that data just pretty much, you know, is a clear cut. You know, we're going to do it, but this one's different.
Well, Dan's the champ, though. He didn't eat. What did he vote? Doesn't the champ get the vote?
Well, his vote only counts 2/5 because that's all he's on the show.
And Bubba has not voted yet either.
I don't even know what the vote is. I was trying not to have to vote.
The vote was on your idea.
All right, hold on. Seth said yeses and noes. Yes, Seth said yes. Lummy said no. Anna said yes. Blitz said
no.
No.
No. Caveman said yes.
Dan, what did Dr. Dan say?
And I have not voted. And so I say yes. No, I say no.
No, you said yes.
I said no.
You said yes. It was your idea.
He can change his decision.
The chat room overwhelmingly said yes.
And the chat room said yes. So that's a chat room. So yeses are Seth, Anna, Caveman,
and chat.
And noes are Lummix, Blitz, and me.
And probably Dan.
And Dan. So I don't know.
Colton's the tiebreaker.
Colton will not be the tiebreaker.
No, I don't think you want that, Brian. Because Colton's going to go with whatever Bubba wants.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Or how much Dan pays him. You know, Dan will give
that's
him 200 true. Bucks next thing you know.
Well, he might be out of a job. He might need more than 200.
Yeah.
Well, we could always put it up to Jay because Jay's really happy with Brian right now.
Jay does like Brian, but Jay is also really Italian. So, as you know,
he's going to stick with the family.
Stick with the family. All right, Brian. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but it's, you know, we're getting
Brian
there.
Said he's not leaving the shower until he gets an answer.
Oh, he's out. Brian, I gotta go to commercial. So
just turn those lights off.
Hold on.
Oh, this is so sad.
See, he's smart though.
No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to the newdealshop.com. Again, that's the newdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to the newdealshop.com and get the clean phone wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, the newdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Trump was on last night, was he not? Or no?
I don't think he was.
So his son, Eric, Melania, Pam Bondi, the kid from Covington that got a big settlement from the newspaper, right?
Yeah.
And so this is night two of the RNC, and still no Donald?
I don't think so.
No one fully understood the historic change that was about to take place. We could all feel it. Something was
happening. He really looks mad.
Eric
looks mad, does he not? They should have gotten some Botox on that brow.
Happening. A movement was forming just below the surface. The forgotten man and woman, voiceless in Washington, D.C., were preparing to rise up. Our movement followed the pattern of so many that came before us. First, we were ignored.
He's real Neanderthal. He's got that Neanderthal.
He did a really good job, though.
He did a great job, but he's got that Neanderthal kind of forehead shelf, does he not?
And I was away from the mic for a second, but Donald was on last night for a little bit.
He was?
Yes.
See if, Cave, can you get that for me?
Then really we were nice laughed teeth. At.
What?
He's got really white and nice teeth.
Then they fought.
Let's get a teeth check for everybody. I know nobody can out-tooth Anna, but let's see who gets in second.
Baby face.
Let's see who gets in second. Great.
Thus, and then together we won. From that moment forward, America came first.
Anna, would you? Somebody put a gun to your head and they said you have to have sex with Eric Trump or Ben Shapiro.
Ben
Shapiro?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Eric Trump all day.
Yeah, I think I have to go Eric.
America started winning.
Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald.
Bill Clinton or Barack Obama?
Barack.
Gerald Ford or Ronald Reagan?
Reagan.
Bill Clinton or Joe Biden?
Ooh. You got to take Bill.
I got to go.
You got to go.
You're kind of old for Bill, though.
No way.
I got to.
You better take me, bitch, or I'll kill you.
You're about 20 years too old for Bill.
Yeah.
You better take me, bitch, or I'll kill you.
Again. America became respected again. But with every movement.
All right, thanks, Eric. You're the best. Number one. Get some Botox.
Yeah, Trump talked when he swore in a few new U.S. citizens.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for somebody that really hates. But don't it?
That's the move. You swear in citizens. I like that.
It was good. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
This next person, man, don't ask her about me.
Is it Oprah?
Oh, she likes you.
Oh, this next woman hates my guts.
Pam
Bondi.
Would you, though, Bubba?
Yeah, I'd blast the hell out of her. I mean, I don't mean shoot, like sexual.
Is she an up-and-comer in the party? Because,
oh, God, I hope
not. Yeah,
because remember we talked about like who a big Republican woman would be, and I don't think anybody mentioned her.
Right here. This is what we're looking at. By the way, she hates my guts. Isn't it horrible to know that you're really that much the bad guy when a person that's talking at the Republican National Convention, if you were to ask that person publicly, what do you think about Bubba the Love Sponge? They would know who you're talking about, and they would not like me.
Oh, she's older than I thought.
Yeah, she's really not looking good up close.
What?
I saw her.
No, she's 54. She looks great for 54.
She looks amazing.
I didn't know she was that old.
You should see her without her makeup on.
Well, whatever.
Bubba, I think it's just sexual tension that you guys have.
Hi, I'm Pam Bondi, and I tried to put Bubba the Love Sponge in prison. This woman tried to put me in prison. Think you'd like her, too?
I'd vote for her immediately.
Bondi. Our party's theme tonight is America, the land of opportunity. And listening to the stories
if Pam Bondi would ever go on to be something really, really important, it just goes to show you how stupid and paid for politics really are. Smart people are not politicians. People that know how to flim-flam and are politicians. I should be a politician.
Would you let her, would you put her in a buffalo stance?
I mean, you're saying she's not smart?
I'm not saying any of that.
Discoveries and deliverance, you can't help but be proud.
She graduated
to call
JD from Stetson Law.
Home. But for Joe Biden, it's been the land of opportunism, not opportunity. As a career prosecutor and
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Pam Bondi's the best.
There you go.
Seth, what's the official position?
Pam Bondi's the best.
Former Attorney General of Florida. I fought corruption, and I know what it looks like.
I don't like people to say Florida. I like Florida.
I want to make out with her.
Whether it's
you want a buffalo stance immediately?
No, that's disrespectful. I want to give her soft kisses.
By people wearing pinstripe suits or arms.
I want to give Pam Bondi oral.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Yeah.
Soft kisses.
Soft kisses and oral. Soft kisses and oral. Soft kisses and oral. For our favorite Pam Bondi.
Orange jumpsuits.
That's what she tried to put me in.
Is she running for something or is she just speaking?
If Donald wins, she's going to be a flim-flammer.
Yeah, right now she's just speaking, but...
She's going to get in.
She's looking for something.
Is she single?
Yeah, she's single.
She's going to get Secretary of Produce or something.
Why, are you getting tingly downstairs?
Wearing pinstripe suits.
Anna's all hot for
Pam
Bondi.
I'm just like, maybe we can go like party together. I know her house. I know where she lives.
The way you perked up when we...
Or orange jumpsuits. At the Democrats' convention...
Did she put too much Botox on her... Like in between her eyes, she looks like she's kind of like aliened out. Like right here, look.
No.
She looks great.
I thought we worked past this. I thought we were going
to
bang her.
Look at Joe Biden as the oral model
soft
of
kisses.
Does she have a skin graft right there?
Oh my God.
Like right
leave
here.
Her alone.
Like what is that? Looks like almost an Aquaman kind of deal.
No, it doesn't.
What if she deconstructed your face?
Integrity. But when you look at his 47-year career in politics, the people who benefited are his family members.
Yeah, that's right. If you just put your hands on your hips and a little bit more sassy about it.
Not the American people. Let's take a closer look. We all know about Joe's son, Hunter Biden.
Man, what about some F-me pumps? Look at those things.
Whoa. Like the ones that Anna has in her car.
What are you talking about?
Those are
Anna,
something.
Do you have these type of shoes in your car?
No.
Did you take them out?
Do you have shoes in your car?
Go get them.
Do you have heels in your car?
I mean, I have a few pairs of heels, but
go get them.
I don't think that they're F me. They're definitely not like that. They're not like
they're
stilettos.
Yeah,
the next break,
they're F me boots.
The next break, will you go get your shoes and we can have look
yeah.
at them?
The ones with the scrape marks.
A corrupt Ukrainian oligarch.
Lummy, you go out and get them, okay?
Okay.
Put Hunter on the board of his gas company. Even though he had no experience in Ukraine, or in the energy sector.
You know what? Pam Bondi, the best ever.
Yeah, she's...
Is she not with the dude from the Shooter's World anymore?
It says single, and she likes Scientology, so she's the best.
This guy's so rich.
And I'm the teenager.
This guy is the guy...
Covington kid.
That was like what? He got a big-time settlement
from... His high school kid.
Yeah, he did nothing wrong. He just stood there, and then like CNN and stuff said, "Oh, he went up and harassed these natives that were doing nothing wrong."
Because he sued every play, he like Washington Post, right?
Yeah, they slandered the hell out of him.
He got paid.
Yeah.
My name is Nick Sandman, and I'm the teenager who was defamed by the media after an encounter with a group of protesters.
He looks like what Babyface might have looked like when he was in sixth grade.
Oh,
yeah.
The steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
So he looks like Babyface right now.
Before I begin, I'd like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to share some of my story and why it matters so much to this November's election. In 2019, I attended the March for Life in Washington, D.C.
And I got paid.
Sure did.
Straight.
Good for him.
Paid a couple $100 million.
Because they thought that he was taunting, right? That was an Indian.
And he was just standing there.
And it was the reverse, actually.
Yes, it was completely opposite of what they reported.
Demonstrated in defense of the unborn. Later that day, I bought a Make America Great Again hat because our president, Donald Trump, has distinguished.
Is there a cafe? Like, is there a cafe? It's like they have cafe sound effects.
It's a monument. There's people there.
Himself is one of the most pro-life presidents in the history of our country. And
they should have done an animation where then at the end of this guy's speech, Abe Lincoln would have said something. They would have
stood up and started like a hologram.
Yeah, like start saying, start twerking. If Abe Lincoln would have backed that ass up.
Just had a seizure.
If Abe Lincoln just would have started backing that ass up.
Mm.
That would have been cool.
Bet he had a great ass.
I wanted to express my support for
Abe Lincoln was like 6'4".
Big guy, big strong quads, they used to say about Abe.
From Illinois and Indiana.
Yep.
Him too.
He was a wrestler too. Did you know that?
No, yeah. That's sexy.
He only lost once.
Mm.
Looking back now, how could I?
I bet he was well hung.
Mm.
Possibly imagine.
I bet you.
I don't think guys were well hung back then.
Greg Oden.
No, I don't think guys were well hung back then. I think
Abraham Lincoln was the size of Greg Oden.
Nope, I think the dongs evolved.
That the simple act.
You think Abe was circumcised or on?
Well, what's that famous picture? What year
did they start circumcision? Like 60?
Well, Jews have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, since, you know.
500 BC.
Before Jesus, they started it?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Okay, cool. It's been around a while.
Yeah.
It's certainly been around.
Probably.
It certainly would have been around.
Mitzvah.
No comment.
Abe Lincoln ran around in the 1800s. Certainly, circumcisions were around.
What's that famous photo, like the Italian painter, where it shows the guy with the dong, like, and he's floating? David? That guy's got a little, like, it's a nub. I think the dong has gotten bigger over the years. Mm-hmm. I think it used to be very tiny, and I don't think Abe Lincoln was well hung.
Wait, so my nub is not sufficient now? I never evolved.
Can you imagine
what your family's nub was like 10,000 years ago?
And can you imagine what, like, you know, like five generations from me, they're going to be finally respectable.
Yeah.
Well, that's
finally a couple hundred years from Clem's will finally have like a nice
bunch of damn tripods running around here.
I'm putting on that red
hat.
Keep
drinking 409, Bubba. I'm not sure that's going to be the case.
Would unleash hate from the left and make myself the target of network and cable news networks.
This kid's too serious for being rich.
He's a robot.
I mean, for being a rich dude, I'd be like, listen, man, just be cool to everybody. I love Trump. What's up?
I got paid.
Yeah, I mean, I got paid. Don't mess with me. Everybody be cool. If you get in my face.
First Lady Melania was on. God, she's hot.
Did you hear what Cardi B said about her?
No, but she's just so beautiful.
And she has a WAP. That's how she got famous.
Cardi B says she's got a WAP.
Cardi B says she got a WAP. I want to get that audio media.
It's not audio. It's on Twitter.
Guys, I got to ask you, because just to make sure I'm not on the liberal sites when I see this stuff. Does she hate Trump? Because it seems like whenever they get off a plane, he's always trying to grab her hand. And she's like always.
Yeah, but they edit that, it that way.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
I mean, is that way. Am I just seeing just the liberals?
If you and Phoebe got off a plane, 700 times in a year, would you hold her hand every time?
If I knew that there was going to be photo ops, I'd be like, bitch, we're holding hands.
I agree. Well, they held hands last night.
Okay.
But I kind of agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's like eventually.
She does seem very standoffish, but she seems like that to everybody.
Yeah, she only does
what
she's
like
told.
Slovenian. She's basically like Russian. They're very cold people.
Well, yeah,
she's lovely.
Her husband,
she's like the Russian that Rocky fought.
Italy.
She's just like, you know, they're just, I'll break you.
Is she Italian?
No, but Slovenia is right next to Italy.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's part of the Eastern Bloc.
For 50-some
years
old.
It's part of the USSR.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, but she would be, Bubba, she'd make you cry.
She looks like Donald, though. That's the kind of weird thing to me. Same, like, shade of tan. They have the same facial features.
They get their makeup done by the same person. They're trying to cut corners.
Was a dream come true.
I will break you, Donald. You do not talk to me that way. I'm going to release.
I mean, she talked really good about him. I like. There were some things last night that she said that I don't think she would have said if she didn't actually like him.
I wanted more. I wanted to be a citizen. After 10 years of paperwork and patience,
Donald finally made a phone call to one of his high-ranking officials when he owned a bunch of people and said, "Get my bitch a passport immediately." And I'm now a citizen.
I'm not doing 10 years worth of paperwork for anything, man. I'm just staying where I am.
Yeah, exactly. 10 years worth of anything other than, you know, eating and getting high.
I'll die.
Too much work for me.
I'll just die without accomplishing any dreams.
For your families, my husband, our family, and the people in this administration are here fighting for you. No matter the...
Man, I just say, keep her off. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I don't know.
But she was the main speaker last night.
I don't know if the guy from Paducah, Kentucky can even appreciate Melania.
They think she's hot, though.
Yeah. She's a babe. Yeah.
They should just superimpose some real American-sounding chick on her as her vocals, you know?
That's the issue with her. It's her accent.
Her accent's what gets...
But that's part of her shtick. Like, she's an immigrant.
I know.
No, I know that.
I don't want her to be
an immigrant.
I'm just
saying, like, the normal dumb person is like, ugh, she's foreign.
I want my first lady from, like, you know, here.
But she doesn't, like, evoke a lot of passion. Like, she's not, like, an excellent speaker. Is she?
I don't know. I think she's an excellent something.
Education that supports
She's a decent speaker. The problem is, you know, that's one of the, like, seven languages she knows is English.
Bullets. Yeah, poor thing, smart as a whip, but she just is almost too smart for the job. Melania, you're just too smart. We need somebody a little dumber to be the first lady, okay?
And they actually had a crowd here. This was outside the Rose Garden. But they actually had like a crowd there.
They should have had Melania do it in a bikini.
They had actually Donald Trump was sitting watching it.
Didn't she rip out a tree and people are upset about that?
It is vital.
She probably chopped it down with a bear. With a, I mean, as rugged as this bitch is, she probably did it with an axe. She was in between cooking lunch and dinner for Donald. She was in there with an axe like Abraham Lincoln.
I thought she renovated the Rose Garden.
They did.
I want all these roses out of here. I'm going to put the native Russian tulip in here.
The native Russian tulip.
Donald's favorite flower, the cactus.
Yes, we are going to get out of it here. They will die at winter. Yeah, we will put new in at spring.
She put in one of those century cactuses where it only blooms once every 100 years.
Yes. You know, like 900 presidents from now will be able to see the bloom of this.
Right.
It'll be the Donald bloom.
Meanwhile, she's secretly planting marijuana in the back.
Do you know how much cooler Melania would be to me if she was getting bong rippers in a bikini?
I bet she's getting high.
Doing bong. If she
was hitting her vape pen,
she was doing her vape pen in a bikini, I'd be like, that's my first lady, bitch. I love her.
I think it would be cool as hell, but there's no way she gets high.
Nope. Any of the Trumps?
And not only that, but
maybe Don Jr.
Couldn't they give us, like, one thing about Melania is she's sexy. Why they gotta make, it looks like she's a general in the army.
A general in, like, some other army, though.
She looks like the general from...
I agree.
From the Polish army that fought Hitler.
Now, behind it, when she's walking, it's great. Behind the podium here, it looks bad.
It looks like something Michael Jackson would have had on.
I think she declared war on Fiji last night.
Her and Castro!
That's what it looks like.
Looks like Castro.
Yeah. She better bend that elbow when she waves.
I also look forward...
Like, I mean, I need a deep plunge deal here. I don't need Castro's, you know, hand-me-downs.
Right. To continue my work to restore the people's health.
Well, if they... I don't know if they show the whole thing, but... When she walks away...
How about when she
does a Heil Hitler by accident?
People. No, she didn't do the right hand, Willie. Why'd you have to give her the right hand, Willie?
Kidding. Joking.
No, because Donald's in the audience. He walks up and they kiss and then hold hands and walk away.
Oh, God. How weird was that?
It was pretty weird.
He should have made out like the sailor, sailor that got off the boat for World War II.
It looks like he went for like a mouth kiss and she moved her head to the side and gave him a cheek.
You would just think, like, listen, you would think after 4 years of them doing this and then... all the public spotlight that they're in before he was the president, that they would have this like fake public affection thing down pat, but
I agree.
They're still struggling with it.
Yeah, well, because there's just all this uncomfortableness. You would think that Donald said, listen, we're going to have to really start making out harder on the camera. My polls are showing that people want me to really, really be more affectionate to you. Yeah, but Donald, you know, I don't really like you. And I'm certainly not attracted to
her. I kind of feel bad for her. She never wanted to be the first lady. She just wanted to be like a hot whore. That's all she wanted to do.
Don't hook up with an aspiring man.
That's all she wanted to do. Now she's got to give goddamn speeches and talk about immigration. She just wants to wear a bikini and flash her tatas.
Yep.
Well, do that. What's stopping her?
She's
from
the first lady now. She can't do
it
that.
It doesn't matter. There's new rules.
If she throws some, if
she's gotta look like hot Hitler now. That's what she's got to do.
If we had, you know, Melania poolside every other Sunday.
Yeah, on Twitch.
I mean, that's where Donald's messing the boat. He should have the presidential Twitter. Twitch account. Like, I just want to let you know, Donald, it's Sunday. I'm going to go up at a pool with my wife.
She should be a
here.
Blue ball and slut.
I told her to wear a blue bikini today to represent the fact that we're going to beat the Democrats. They're blue.
Do you think Joe Biden's
ass is going to be blue?
Do you think Joe Biden's wife is at the pool? Or is she covering everything up?
You think Joe Biden even knows what Twitch is? He doesn't. Only I know what Twitch is because it's what all the cool people do.
Because he got banned from Twitch.
So Twitter banned me.
No, for Twitch did for real though.
Oh, Twitch did?
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Okay, well I'm over here at YouTube now. You know Twitch really sucks. I'm on YouTube.
I'm on Parler.
Yeah. He'd be on Parler Live.
Hi, welcome to OnlyFans, Donald Trump.
He'd make a killing.
He would.
Kentucky. Yeah. Donald Trump.
Now listen, before anybody says a word, I'm just going to let you know, I like this guy. I really like Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
Yeah.
He's back from the dead.
But I like the guy.
Wasn't he a Democrat?
Listen, all politicians are scumbags, but this guy is
conservative. I like Rand.
He's kind of like the most guy that makes
his
the
dad's
most.
Badass.
Is there a Paul?
But I met.
Like, I wouldn't vote for him as a president, but I like him.
I do too.
Many years ago.
I think I would like him for president with Oprah or The Rock.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for him if it was Oprah, for sure. I definitely would not, but...
What if The Rock was VP?
Probably not, either.
Why not?
I don't know.
Before he was running...
How about Ben Shapiro?
Probably.
for anything. When I first met him, I recall being struck by how down...
See, the good thing about Rand Paul is he has Kentucky-type mentality without a Kentucky drawl.
Yeah.
You know?
He's got a little bit of, like, something, but it's not...
He does want to turn it on.
Yes.
He seemed like just a normal guy. Okay, a normal guy with his own plane and helicopter, but who's counting? I was planning a medical mission trip to Guatemala to perform charity eye surgeries. And we...
I mean, I think Ocala needs some, too.
Needed money to fund the trip. Donald Trump offered to help and immediately came through for us.
All right, so...
Not only did he support my medical mission to Guatemala...
That's Rand Paul.
It'd be cool if somebody mixed it up and had somebody talk that they hate Trump. Like, if Trump had some of his biggest haters speak...
Oh, yeah, like some of his biggest trolls.
Yeah, and then maybe he just kind
of... Like Rosie O'Donnell.
And now, the last 15 minutes of the Republican National Convention is going to be a new thing, and it's where we bring in Democratic-leading trolls to talk bad about our beautiful candidates. Now, only our candidates that have this much swagger would allow a troll this much airtime.
To be honest...
Take it away, Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened. Because, like I said, like Dana White's going to talk on the big night on tomorrow. Like, what happens if he just comes out, it's live? What happens if he just says, like, hey, by the way, I really don't like Trump.
Well,
you guys need to vote for Biden.
They're only going to put somebody that they
know
it's going to be.
But you still never know.
I just say make these things more entertaining. Like, get more of a debate-style thing. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's what the debates are for.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, get them a debate, man. I don't like all this fluff.
No, I know. But that's what... And I agree. But that's... The DNC and the RNC is nothing but fluff.
I will tell you this, though, man. I think the Republicans have a little more high polished of a fluff.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I was an outsider yeah. just
Way
looking
more.
In and you didn't, you know, you're just going to tell it like it is, the Republicans just seem like their fluff.
The production
is a little,
quality was a
yeah,
lot
they
better.
Have a little higher fluff. The Democrats kind of have like a
It didn't look like some guy was in his living room with his tennis shoes off.
The Democrats kind of look like they got like a homegrown organic granola fluff, whereas the Republicans got a Hollywood fluff about a feel about them.
What do you think that guy got paid to run the whole DNC out of his living room? I mean, you think he got paid like $100,000
probably
that night?
I would assume about $50,000.
$50,000, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Just to be like a...
Just to run it all out of his room, out of his house?
It depends on how much he had to do leading up to
That's
it.
That's a hell of a night, though.
Yeah.
What type of internet connection? Like Blitz for real? Like I'm not trying to.
I don't know. I actually tried to find out. I'm on a few different like Facebook groups to talk about engineering stuff. And
they have to bring in like a whole big trunk line for it?
Probably.
But it looked like because they did this whole when they were doing the NFL draft, they had like a couple of the teams had like engineers set up right outside their house.
They had like tour buses with engineers.
But it didn't even seem like this guy had as much stuff as some of the teams had for drafts. Like he had a couple of it looked like, you know, TV setups with multiple screens.
Well, so don't forget too, the only thing he was doing was calling the shots. He didn't push any buttons or actually do anything.
Like, he was directing.
Yeah, that guy actually didn't do anything.
Oh.
Where was it actually being like server hosted from? Maybe
Delaware was where they were.
Yeah, there was probably big production trucks. There's probably a few of them somewhere that like people were actually in, not social distance, pushing buttons. The only thing that guy did was tell the people to push buttons.
I got to go into words.
But that's what directors do.
I got to go into words. I'm way late. Who, just off the top of your head, who are you voting for or who do you think wins?
We obviously know you're voting for Oprah.
Lummy, did you have sleep apnea there just a minute ago?
No, that was me making
that noise. Wasn't me.
Oh, I thought that was Lummy too.
Oh man,
I like how we blame everything on him.
You got a manly like snort.
No, I was.
You
I was.
Lummy,
was
you have a Lummy like snort. Like,
it was like a laugh, like a snort, like I was like, like that.
That's hot.
Is it? Don't we do it again?
That wasn't hot. No, it's not hot.
Listen, Anna was looking at naked pictures over here.
What if you're blasting her so hard that she was making those type of proprietary sounds?
Still not hot.
Stop.
Yeah, still not
This is the Bubba Army Podcast. Be sure to check out BubbaArmyRadio.com for scheduled swag, uncensored shows, and the Bubba Army Archive. This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.